The presidents of Arizona's three public universities, ASU, U of A, and NAU, have submitted their tuition proposals for the next academic year. Their requests seem relatively modest, with ASU keeping the annual rate for an in-state student at approximately $10,000. Out-of-state undergrads would see a 3% increase. But even if a rate is maintained or an increase is very small, tuition is not going down. Zachary Brooks of the Arizona Students Association Board of Directors and graduate student body president at the U of A says the whole process is frustrating.
Maybe it sounds sad, but I'm used to it because, you know, the state of Arizona and lots of states around the country have decided to invest less and less of their money into higher education institutions. And so, you know, what people at the University of Arizona will say, and I think this probably goes for many places in the country, is that, you know, the percentage of dollars that any of these institutions get is flipped from two-thirds from the state and one-third from students to two-thirds from students in the form of tuition to one-third from the state.
You're a grad student. Is there an even greater disconnect there with an increased emphasis on more practical courses of study?
I think one of the fundamental things that we find as graduate students is a lot of people see higher education, you know, professional master's degrees and PhDs, as some sort of privilege, and like, oh, you know, you're going to go get a bunch of money anyway someday. And that might have been the case up to 10 years ago, but law schools around the country, University of Arizona, I know, lowered their tuition last year because they realized their graduates are going out and not always finding jobs. And so I think there's a huge disconnect between what people think, you know, people do and what they actually do and what they can actually get. The second part of your thing, what you were kind of getting at, is there are master's programs at ASU and probably elsewhere too, where there's not necessarily a job market-driven sort of need, something like master's in obesity or something like that. And I mean, isn't that like a master of nursing or a master's of public health? I mean, so sometimes it seems like some institutions might want to create a master's degree, which is just a cash cow to university, without really caring about the student and the person who's going to be going in there. You know, the debt will be borne by that individual later.
A number of schools across the country, including NAU and George Washington University, have acted to give students predictable, unchanging tuition for their freshman through senior years. But Dennis Jones, president of the nonprofit National Center for Higher Education Management Systems, says the trend is no longer moving in that direction.
When economies went south and the states really cut back their funding appropriations to higher ed, they also kind of took the binders off of institutions and kind of turned them loose to raise tuition as much as they wanted to, just to fill in the gaps. So why would institutions lock themselves in when they had free rein?
How much research has to go into how much of a percentage to ask for? How much seems reasonable and how much seems likely to pass?
I think it's pretty much a function of, first question, how much are we likely to get in the appropriation process? Second question is, what do we have to raise tuition to cover inflation, given the appropriation number we're likely to get? And the third question then is, if we raise tuition that much, will we get backlash or not? Is that a number that is politically acceptable or not?
Jones says the most worrisome proposition going forward is balancing the need for more college graduates with who can afford college and how much financial aid is available. The Arizona Board of Regents will hold public hearings on the proposed tuition rates next Tuesday.